Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yeah. Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Somebody said Paul Davis Restoration could clean and restore your home even if there was a giant food fight in there that ended up, you know, having people bash other people's heads through the wall and rip up the carpets and, you know, they're fighting not human food, but pig food. You know, they could even clean all that up and get it back to normal. That's what somebody said. Now, that's not on their website. Not that I know of. But they could do it. Like, if you put, some small explosives on the fan blades of your ceiling fan and then turned it on, and when they dropped onto the floor, it just made, burn marks and all on the wall and burnt the carpet, stuff like that, which happens every day. You know, that's a daily occurrence. Paul Davis emergency technicians could just whip in and out over there, get it back to the way it was before somebody played that awful prank on you. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul Lovett. On the regular old show, we were just talking about how you get these tights out of a vending machine in the Hooters ladies restroom, because the Hooters girls always have to wear those real thick tights that look like pantyhose. They're not attractive. They're not attractive at all. But the shorts are so short, they have to wear something, you know, to keep everything, you know, inside those shorts. But even though the shorts are short, if you got to wear basically a women's version of a jock strap to keep it all inside the shorts, then you got
maybe
you got some bigger problems. I think you got major probs. But Ace and I, when we were young, we were in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and as opposed to Baton Rouge, Iowa. That's one of those towns you don't have to say the state, like New Orleans. You don't have to say New Orleans, Louisiana. Everybody knows where it is. Everybody knows. But I had a very confusing conversation with one of the ladies working there, and I asked why they have to wear those. And she said, it's a rule. And then I said, well, why is it a rule, though? That's what they tell us. Tell us we have to do it. Okay, but why? What is the purpose of it? Well, it's because it's a rule. Never got it. It was later on when I found out it was for sanitary reasons to keep all the business tight under those tiny shorts. She never could come up with an answer. But they have, we've all heard about it, the used panty vending machines in Japan.
Ew, that's not true.
That is true.
Yeah, it is.
Used panties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's a hold on now. Before you start being all judgy and everything, there is a big difference between used panties and soiled panties.
Ew, shut up.
You thinking about soiled panties, and that's what's so nasty.
That's disgusting.
And I agree with you. We agree on that. But used and soiled is two very different things.
Yeah.
Y'all disgusting.
Us? This is, yes, in Japan.
What you, yeah, about? Y'all, yeah, are into it, though. I can tell.
We're into it, you can tell.
Yeah, I would not buy Even if they're new panties, I'm not standing in line and letting people see me go buy panties out of a vending machine on my break at work.
These are like everywhere out there.
Yeah. Japan is the capital of vending machines.
Are you lying to me right
Google,
now?
Google it. You got a computer right in front of you.
Yeah, I'm looking at an article now about fact and fiction.
Use panty vending machine. What the hell?
First off, vending machines in general are massive in Japan.
Yeah. So are the panties.
They buy so many things.
Big old bloomers.
Yeah.
Big old way of panties.
Eating them. Victoria, definitely a secret down there. Big old bloomers. Yeah.
It's crazy. They buy more stuff out of vending machines. At one point, it was making, a few years ago, they were making just under what Google makes a year in Japan on vending machines.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're the capital of vending machines. Yeah,
it's crazy.
So, what should we have here that come out of vending machines? We got Hooters, girls, tights.
Yeah.
They say that Carvana is the car vending machine, but it's not really.
Yeah.
I mean, they do keep cool. their cars stored up on the in the little circular thing, like a gumball machine.
They should have weed vending machines.
I bet they do have those.
I'm sure they do in some places.
I haven't seen any in Denver, California, but that would be a good idea if they don't.
I absolutely think they would.
Mm-hmm.
It's magical. You press these buttons, and it drops down. There's something so fun about a vending machine.
Well, what about those vending machines at the airport that have iPads and
wires
and stuff in them and headphones, like nice Bluetooth headphones and things like that?
Yeah. It's really cool. Facebook has one that's just like you can get a mouse pad or AirPods, things like that. You got to pay for them, but.
Yeah. Are they more expensive in a vending machine than they would be if you went to the store and bought them?
I don't know, probably.
But, I mean, I think we're headed toward all kinds of stuff being in vending machines. But do we in U.S. America need that? Because now we have everything delivered.
Yeah.
I think if the gas prices keep going up the way they are, then the delivery services are going to go out of business. Everything in our economy is affected by gas prices. Everything. I don't know. I still get my movies from a vending machine. That Redbox. I'll go put that hood over my head at Redbox and pick something. No, I've never used Redbox. Rob still has a Redbox membership.
A membership?
Whatever you got to have to rent Redboxes, he does that.
Debit card.
Okay.
Is that all it takes? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I thought you had to be like at Blockbuster when it was open, you had to be a member of Blockbuster.
No, they just charge you if you keep them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was like, you just have to have a debit card.
I'm telling you, I tripped out the other day when I pulled up to the little store over here.
And it was still?
You know, 4:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning, and there was this old guy with the hood over his head at the red box. And but I was like, what are you? Wow, okay. I just looked up an article from 2019. Top 10 weirdest vending machines around the world. Pizza is one. I don't think it's all that weird. There's a banana vending machine in Japan. But you can get different. It's just all bananas, snacks, actual, you know, real bananas. That kind of thing. Crab. Several countries around the world, they have crab vending machines. Like they're just crabs in a vending machine. There's a gold vending machine.
I wouldn't, by the way, wouldn't be going and getting crabs from a vending machine.
Right. Hell no.
This one they're showing is Abu Dhabi.
Before you even left there. Why would anybody pay for that?
And then you just dropped it from 5 minutes, pissed off now.
Yeah. Singapore has a luxury car vending machine. It's just a huge, it looks like kind of like Carvana. Socks, a sock vending machine. Let's see, a flip-flop vending machine in Australia. You can buy flip-flops right out of the vending machine.
Yeah.
Pecan pies in Texas, Cedar Creek, Texas. There's a vending machine that sells pecan pies. Mashed potatoes come out of a vending machine. And in Japan, you can buy a tie right out of a vending machine, among other things. They have Hello Kitty vending machines.
For all those emergency tie situations.
Yeah, there you go. Live crabs in China, caviar. The list goes on and on and on. lettuce. Japan has everything. It really did. You can buy lettuce out of a vending machine.
This lady just sent us a DM. It said, used panties are a fetish for many people. Have you guys heard of sniffer? I said, heard of it? I am a sniffer. But maybe a sniffer is a website or something that caters to that.
We've talked about it once before.
Yeah. She probably got it from us.
Probably.
She listens every day. That's where she got it.
I wonder how much money she's making off of it.
But Ace wants to know how much you make.
And he wants to know where he can get hers.
No, Rob.
Oh, God, you guys.
TJ just messaged her back. Ace wants to know how much you make from it. I didn't want to know that.
Yeah, well, she's listening. You know, she just heard that. So she's being funny.
You want to know. She's funny.
Hey, you see that redhead fellow over there, tall one? He too shy to come up and ask you himself. He won't know where on Sniffer he can go to buy some of your product.
He's a sniffer. I love him, but God. He is a sniffer.
You see that fellow over there? But what are some like normal people things? I think there should be personal items like incontinence.
That's not a bad idea.
Like deodorant and toothpaste and things like that that you find in a hotel gift shop that people have forgotten. A toothbrush.
I have one that would be huge for women, ponytail holders, because you're always looking for an extra ponytail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be like a gumdrop machine, but it had ponytails in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get the concept.
We got it.
It'd be like a gumdrop machine, but it'd give you ponytails.
Oh, my God. Never mind. Let me go back to what I was doing.
All right, so Ace, this lady answered your question. She said, "I don't, but my friend charges $30 a pair and is doing quite well."
Oh.
She also got requested to wear a face mask and mess it up so the customer could wear it all day and smell it.
To wear the face mask like underwear is what she's saying?
Now I can't look at anyone wearing a mask the same way. No,
I mean,
I think she just means wear the face mask and.
But how would you mess it up?
I guess rubbing it all over your face.
The customer though wants to then get the face mask from her and then wear it on his or her face.
I think it's
okay.
The grosser version.
Okay. You're nasty.
Yeah. Oh,
Well, good for her. Right. You know, $30
right.
a pop.
All right, glass houses.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are some freaks out there, and they have money to spend. You know what? It's because they're so withdrawn from normal society that they don't spend their money out doing normal people things. That's how they can afford $30 a pair panties.
That's right. That's a small price to pay to, you know.
Yeah.
To fulfill every one of your most deviant sexual desires, $30? Yeah. Sign me up. I mean, I'm not into this, but there is stuff. Yeah.
If you could pay $30 for yours.
Yeah.
Man. If I decided to try to make some extra money like that, you know, with the mask thing. That's when my wife would walk in on me in the bathroom.
Yeah. Right.
What are you doing?
Can you imagine? You got like a label maker in there. You're like mailing shit out.
She walks in. I'm you know, looking like Porky Pig in the bathroom, with just a shirt and no pants, with a face mask between my legs.
Just like packing peanuts everywhere. It's like a UPS store. Oh my goodness.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Riggins just asked Rob what his barbarian's name was. What's your barbarian's name?
Yeah. They played Dungeons and Dragons the other night.
Yeah.
And Alexis was Luna. She was a half-elf, half-druid. And I knew Rob played as a barbarian, so I was curious what he named his.
What's a druid?
Well, it's a druid is a class. It's a half-elf druid. Half-elf is the race. Druid is the class.
I got you.
Yeah. The druid is one with nature, so that's perfect for her.
Well, if it was a half-elf, what was the other half?
Human.
Oh, okay.
So, sound pretty damn stupid to me. A druid. It's all, so y'all even, yeah, it sounds like y'all being racist in there, having to create races and all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just following directions. Yeah. If they're turning me into a racist, that's the nerds.
So,
yeah. There you go.
The nerds are turning me into a racist.
So Alexis went and did this thing yesterday, and she was talking about how great it was, greatest experience, made her feel so good. It's called drumming, where she went into a room with a bunch of hippies and enjoyed a percussionist who plays the drums in the marching band. And so for somebody who has such a great experience yesterday, you don't have any energy today. Maybe they took the good and the bad energy out of you. Sitting there falling asleep.
No.
You've been all day.
I've had great energy, and any time that I've expressed something of joyous nature, I have been smushed and destroyed down. So I just chose to just be quiet over here and just keep all of my good intentions and energy to myself.
I do that every day. Mm-hmm. That's my everyday experience on this program.
So today, having fun with and laughing at your, you know, universes and all of that stuff, is today is when it started being to the point where it made you just want to pout?
No.
Who pout?
I'm
good
not
word.
Pouting. Yeah. I'm over here minding my business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all don't want to hear about it anyways.
Oh, if we didn't, we wouldn't bring it up so much.
Y'all do not want to hear about it.
I'd like to hear about a lint roller for that hat.
I know I need it. I need a new lint roller. I ran out of sticky ones.
I'm kidding. I think
no, it's bad.
There's probably one around here
somewhere. Pretty bad. I mean, I kind of gave up trying to keep my clothes black. But yeah, so that's why I just, stay over here to myself. Right. It's like I told Riggins, I know he doesn't like hearing, like, I know he doesn't care about the stuff that I say or my stories, but I'm going to tell him anyways. So, like, I'm aware he doesn't care. I'm aware that y'all don't care.
About what?
About my stories.
If we didn't care, we wouldn't ask you about it all the time and bring it up on the radio.
You bring it up so that you can just laugh at
exactly.
My whole life.
The same way you bring up and laugh at Ace has oatmeal over there.
Riggins brought that up.
Well, you brought up plenty.
Yeah. You brought up plenty about me, too.
That's right.
Yeah, but yeah. I joined in on it. Look, I went to go play Dungeons & Dragons the other night. I'll try it out. I'll try some oatmeal.
Do you know what I was
I'll try watching TV on a comfy couch.
You know what I was actually thinking? I was going to discuss this with Riggins off the air. But I think that it would be huge for the internets if Riggins and I went with Mr. Todd in tow and did one of your crazy little activities.
Yeah.
Oh, like God. If we went to the drumming thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And yes, you got yes. the lady to agree to let us come in there as if we're making a documentary or something. And Riggins and I could experience the drumming or the Reiki. I would do the Reiki. I wouldn't want you doing the Reiki on me. I'd want somebody with experience.
No, we'll do Mel to do it. She's a master Reiki.
Yeah, hell yeah. We need a master Reiki.
Reiki master.
We need the best of the best.
Or, you know, weren't you going to some sort of shaman class or something where you're studying to be a shaman?
That was the drumming last night, yeah.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah.
It was a combo.
All right, mm-hmm. So you learned about being a shaman last night?
Well, it was a shamanic drumming ceremony for the full moon, which was in Leo full moon. But that's neither here nor there.
Don't act like we didn't know that it was a Leo moon.
You don't have to cover, you don't have to cover the bases.
Please come and do that with me. I would love that.
I'm not with you.
I can't be there?
No.
No.
That would take some of the way from it. Just Riggins and I going in there, being, you know, I guess what you would consider to be your harshest critics and making fun of you the most. And you already said Ace is more open-minded than we are.
Yeah, he bought me a crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Yup.
You don't want to know where he had it before he gave
ew.
It to you.
Yeah. It better not have...
Ass crystal.
Better have been anywhere in any of his southern areas.
An ass crystal.
It was originally a lump of coal, and I squeezed it between his cheeks.
That's nasty.
Yeah. How much good energy is that bringing you?
Yeah. Thanks.
Little Miss.
That's a high pressure treatment.
Little Miss Crystal.
That's nasty.
You got booty crystals.
Yeah, and also Ace went to a hypnosis session or something.
Yeah, I know. Y'all are a kindred spirit. That's what I'm saying.
He kind of gets it. I'm surprised.
That hypnosis thing was bullshit. That didn't work. I didn't care.
Because you weren't open to it.
I wasn't. I didn't care for it. I just went, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you hold the door closed, you're not going to be able to go through it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. That's right.
But if you know, that's...
the door closed, you'll never go through it.
But that's always going to be the way it is. Is that if you go and you do it, it doesn't matter what you do. If you come out and you don't feel any different, then the reason is because you weren't really open to it.
You just
I know what was in your mind, and you weren't open to it, and that's why it didn't work. If you would have been open to it, then you'd be walking out of here on air, and you'd have the best energy that you could light up a house. With the energy that you've got.
It's never that it's just not your thing. It doesn't work for you. It doesn't make sense for you. It's always
you're not
be,
open to it.
You didn't give enough.
I'm sorry. Were you not talking shit about this whole hypnosis session every single day leading up to it?
Yeah, that I don't want to go do it. And I went
okay,
and did it.
Okay, so
I gave
a
full effort.
No, you did not give a full effort.
I gave a full
effort. That is the opposite of that.
I went in there and gave a full effort, and I did everything that was asked of me.
No, you did not.
I'm willing to give this bullshit a try.
You're like, she asked me to do this, and I'm not. I didn't really do it, and this is stupid, and now why am I doing it? I'm like, you already spent the money, so just like
I did everything she asked, and she was like, one time she said, what, you know, what do you see first thing that pops in your mind? And I said, titties. I was like, titties. I have nothing at this point. Take a moment to think about it, you know.
And to be honest with you, I think that it is impossible to clear your mind of anything that you already have that you've thought about, because you can't control your thoughts.
Yes, you most.
You control your actions. You can't control your thoughts.
You can't control your thoughts.
No, you can't. He could not have gone in. He said that he was open to it. He was ready to do it.
I tried.
But if your mind is already going in one area, you can't just sit and go, don't think about anything. Because what are you thinking about? Oh, God, I shouldn't be thinking about anything now, but now I'm thinking about not thinking about anything.
That's exactly what meditation is. Yes, you can control your thoughts.
No, you can't.
Okay.
No, you can't. Just like I don't have chakras.
You do have chakras.
You can't point to my chakras.
And I can feel them, and they're very unbalanced. To my chakras. Your chakras.
They are way off.
They are way off, and I can feel them over here.
The doctor has never told me that I need to, you know, clean up my diet, or I'm going to have a chakra attack.
Yeah.
You got to take care of your chakras. I've never heard of anybody having a chakra transplant. Yeah. I'm a chakra donor. When I die, I take my chakras and give them to somebody deserving.
Well, your cholesterol's better, but your chakras are way down.
Tell it to my hemorrhoids. Those are real. Yeah. Those are as real as the day is long.
You talk about energy. That'll send a lightning bolt up through the top of your damn head. That's energy of the damn hemorrhoid.
That's as real as they come, buddy.
Yeah, you talk about shocking.
Come back about 3 weeks.
It'll be like a damn electric eel is in my ass.
That's real shit.
Like somebody,
have fun with your crystals. I got it.
Like somebody done hooked a damn car battery up to my butt. You talk about shocking. You talk about energy. Damn. Old damn Isaac Newton couldn't find energy like that.
Oh my God.
I don't know if they're necessarily chakras, Alexis, but I do believe there is a connection between, you know, how your body feels good and your mind feels good.
Yeah, and you guys laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, but who's the happiest and most at peace person in this room every day?
Me.
That's Rob. Definitely not true. Mm-hmm. And I come in and I like get amazed by the flowers and like everything amazes me, and I just live in a great wonder, like a great life of wonder.
Naivety.
So I enjoy it, and that's good. What helps me.
And how many times do we say, good for you, that's awesome? How many times have we said how great it is that you're always positive and everything? We say it all the time.
Well, that's how I get to the positivity.
Okay, but it's funny.
But you're taking meds funny. Just like the rest of us for the same.
Yeah, and you're smoking yours. Yeah. All dope heads I know are happy. But no, I mean... It's all cool, sister. It's all cool.
I got a daily antidepressant coursing through these veins, keeping me going.
Oh, God, you guys.
And if you were sitting on a damn hemorrhoid the size of a catcher's mitt like I am, you wouldn't be so positive either. You'd be positive you're about to damn die.
You'd be so positive. Suppositor is what you'd be needing. You'd be...
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I just figured out why Alexis's attitude has changed today.
Why?
Why she's all, what Regan's mom would say, full of piss and vinegar. Because she's cocky because she got a big desk now.
That's it.
I got big desk energy.
Mm-hmm.
DD.
Yep.
Yup.
She's feeling herself. She's feeling herself.
We rearranged the furniture in the studio yesterday again. And now Ace and I have tiny, tiny little desks. And Riggins and Alexis have our desks, our big desks. And so Alexis is thinking she's big.
I always think
she got the big desk.
I think that probably has something to do with it because she is so small that she overcompensates with the attitude or the big personality.
Yeah, because I don't even see myself as little. When I see pictures of myself next to people, I'm like, I'm really that small? There's no way. Inside, I feel huge. Yeah. Like I'm a big boss.
She's like Scrappy Doo.
Look at me how I'm sitting right now, like a boss.
Yep. Scrappy dude.
Yeah.
How old are you, Rob? 90?
Look.
It's like Scrappy-Doo.
Scrappy-Doo.
He was picking fights with people bigger than him.
You remind me of.
It's a good reference.
One Mr. Scrappy-Doo.
You would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for your meddling kids.
I love Scooby-Doo. I don't care who knows.
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Yeah.
All right, Riggins. You got the script club reviews, the one-star script club reviews?
I do.
You have a lot of them, or you, know, like you've been saying that the slim pickings is slim because you've gone all over the internets to every strip club.
Yeah, so last week I didn't do them because I just didn't have enough. So maybe like it's a bi-weekly thing because I've got enough now to do a good, solid, solid one.
Well, do it, do it.
Let's do it. Alexis, are you going to hang out for this?
I will hang out for it, I suppose.
This is the one-star strip club reviews. We go across the country looking for real strip clubs in small towns and read real one-star reviews from the internet, usually from Google. These are all real. You can find them for yourself. We will start at La Boheme Gentlemen's Club, Denver, Colorado. Mike said, "I don't hate it. I've never been in the actual club. I have a friend that lives above it. So I go there and it's great. Like Tiny the Tiger."
What? Girl.
Tony the Tiger.
Do you think it was a typo? Or
he's never been there.
Yeah, how can he think it's great? He doesn't even go.
I got a friend that lives above it.
And how good is that guy doing in life? Ooh. How well is he doing? Yeah. Hey, I live above the strip club.
Never he thinks it's there. Great, but he gave it one star?
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to make reads on out of these insane people. I've never been there. I don't hate it.
Tiny the Tiger.
Like, damn, Tiny the Tiger.
It's we're great. Great.
Nice, you even screwed that up.
Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Shut up.
Tiny Tiger.
Tiny the Tiger.
Tiny the Tiger.
You remember him? Then we can go to High Heels Gentlemen's Club in Sominock, Illinois. Roger, "I've never been there. I used to go there all the time when it was called the Hog House back in the day. This was the place to go. I might stop in sometime while I'm out on the bike." One star.
The Hog House.
Has he been or has he not?
He hasn't been. He was there when it was called the Hog House.
And he may stop by.
Maybe. When I'm out on the
when
bike.
When he's out on the bike. All right.
So, but until then, one star.
What are people doing? You don't review things if you haven't been there.
Yeah.
The Hog House.
You think it was a strip club called the Hog House?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Where are you working, Alexis?
The Hog House.
It may have been, though.
I'm a dancer at the Hog House. What?
It was probably a biker bar. Because he said when he's out on the bike, he's talking about his Harley, I bet.
Yeah. And we can go to the Trophy Club in Greenville, South Carolina. John left a one-star review. "Ever since Bucks bought the place a few months ago, it has gone completely downhill. None of the original dancers stuck around, and I don't blame them. I want a conversation and a dance, not an overpriced handy."
Now, a reasonably priced handy, yes, but not an overpriced one.
Again, I know my words. You can't verify. We don't know. This is just what he said. I highly doubt that they're doing any of that. Mm-hmm. It's called the Trophy Club, for God's sakes. Then we go to Shotgun Willie's, which I love the name. Shotgun Willie's in Glendale, Colorado. Alex left a 1-star review. Rather disappointing overall. You got to smack the door to get the valet's attention. You got to fight the Mexicans for English music on bourbon night. And good luck getting a receipt without being denied and treated like a cop for the rest of the night. 1-star.
Fighting with the Mexicans for American music.
On bourbon night. Oh, bourbon night comes around.
That's weird. You'd think they'd be there tequila night.
I don't know. I've never even heard of a bourbon night.
Fighting the Mexicans for English music.
For some English music. And you ask for a receipt and they treat you like a cop. Then we can go to Leather and Lace Gastonia.
I've heard many a tale about this one.
Gastonia, North Carolina.
The gas house.
Yeah. Josh left a 1-star review. I know Gastonia doesn't breed many pretty girls, but this club has hired the nastiest of the nasty. I came here to try and see if my Viagra pills work, and I couldn't even get an erection. 1-star. So maybe he was trying to be funny. I don't know.
The nastiest of the nasty.
The nastiest of the nasty. Then we can go to Carl's Bar in Stone Park, Illinois. John left a 1-star review all in one run-on sentence. So stick with me on this one. Got a dance, caught pink eye. Her name was Tiffany. She smelled like B.O. 1-star.
But, you know, direct to the point, all the details, no messing around.
Got a dance, got pink eye. Name's Tiffany. Smelled like B.O. That would do it to me. I mean, I'd give you a 1-star too, but, you know, who knows?
I wonder if she had pink eye or he got pink eye from some other part of her.
Does it have to be eye to eye?
No, it's airborne. Yeah, I think it is. So it's very contagious.
Put her chest or something on his face, maybe, or he touched her chest and then touched his eye.
Maybe, I don't know. Or
of course. What I think about? Yeah, pink eye.
Pink eye is hand to eye, or if the eye comes in contact with the contaminated objects.
Ew, brown eye.
How nasty, contaminated objects in my eye. Disgusting.
Then we can go to Fabulous TNT's Show Club in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Paul left a 1-star review. I walked out of this place with $340 in my pocket. I was planning on spending it on stage at this shithole. The girls all sit there with their boyfriends in between sets and ignore you unless you're throwing out $20 bills at them on the stage. Or unless you're a local who comes in 3 to 4 nights a week. From out of town, do yourself a favor. Surf porn instead of wasting a penny at this place. I was just looking for a friendly place to look at some hot women. I wasn't expected to be treated like a king or anything like that, but this is the worst experience I've ever had at a strip club. 1-star.
First time a guy's ever pissed off because he's leaving a strip club with money.
Yeah. I got $340 in my pocket. I was planning on spending it at this shithole. Do yourself a favor. Stay home, surf some porn. I'm not looking to be treated like a king, for God's sake.
I mean, if you're earmarking $360 for a night at the strip club.
Big night.
Ugh.
Big night.
What are you going to do with all that money? Strip club.
For a club.
Hell yeah. Not this shithole. We can wrap up in Martinsburg, West Virginia, at a place called Lust Gentlemen's Club. Terry left a 1-star review. They double charge you when you enter the club. Then you walk in and none of the quote-unquote dancers are talented whatsoever. None of the girls on stage or on the tables were even dancing. They're just rolling around like pigs in the mud, spreading their legs. Just terrible. 1-star.
Ew.
He doesn't like paint animals. A very pretty picture of that place.
Like pigs.
That is disgusting. Yeah.
Sounds like a serial killer. So, those are the 1-star strip clubs.
Share Thank you. Funny Thank you. From the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
No, Ace is the cigar smoker on the show now, but I used to be really into cigars and everything. I smoked them all the time.
That's how I got into it.
Yeah, and I saw something yesterday that I did not know existed because I've really, to be honest, I've stopped, you know, studying up on the premium cigars, and I saw this in an ad in the window of a tobacco store, and I almost went in and bought some of them, but I had no idea that the fine premium cigar known as Backwood Smokes has a banana flavor.
Oh, okay.
Does that not sound delicious? A banana flavored cigar. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I started to go and get it just to try it, just to see how nasty it is.
Backwoods are gross.
But I wonder if it's the wrapper that tastes like banana, or the tobacco blend that makes it taste like banana.
It's got to be in the tobacco blend, right?
But if it's in the wrapper, I mean, you can make quite a delicious blunt out of that if you're into the blunt smokings.
Yes, I said blunt.
Hmm. Which I'm not a blunt smoker. Let's see, backwoods.
You never want to smoke a backwoods blunt with somebody.
Why?
Because they are wet.
Real wet.
Yeah, they're disgusting, and they're like wrinkled up, and it just feels gross.
Wet is never a good way to describe any cigar.
I mean, it's not right. Moist. It's like weird. I hate backwards.
They look messy. It's like the paper's
they look
damp
messy.
Or something, like the wrapper's
because every,
damp.
No, because everybody passes it, and it's so thin when they roll it that when you hit it and everybody hits it, it's wet.
Okay.
And it's just wrinkly, and it's just not good.
So I'm hearing you say not the finest quality when it comes to wrapping.
Okay. It's gross.
So a box of Backwoods banana is on sale at this backwoods.store for $160.
Somebody's running around with about $155 mm-hmm. in their pocket.
Yeah, Florida smokes were designed to have a rustic, manly appeal to them and to appear as natural as possible.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many cigars come in a box. Because the box has several packets of cigars in it. So
hopefully over 150 then.
Yeah.
Or else you're getting ripped off.
But if I were to smoke a blunt, I can only imagine that I would have to have a Cuban cigar wrapper to do that, you know, with my sophisticated palate.
Well, Unfortunately, if you use an expensive cigar to do the blunt, it just doesn't never works out very well. You kind of have to use a cheap cigar.
Swishes, baby.
What happens with an expensive one?
So there's so many leaves in it.
Yeah.
That it doesn't. It's not ideal for rewrapping it. When you break it up, mm-hmm. there's so many layers of those leaves, mm-hmm. it just never comes out right.
Huh.
But if you get a cheap one, like a White Owl, which comes in a tube, they're like, you know, less than a dollar, banana flavored, pineapple flavored, it's so cheap, it's basically just like cardboard almost, like thin cardboard that you can roll easily.
There's a guy that just DM'd us, a friend of the show, he was at our last live show, and he just said, the flavor is in the wrap, not the tobacco, and that's I don't know who thinking. Alexis has been smoking with. He said, and I don't know who Alexis has been smoking with.
About a back? No, she's right about the backwoods.
Yeah, I'm right about the backwoods. I didn't make that up. Mm.
Yeah, it's just
a little. I figured it would be in the wrapper.
Yeah, we used to microwave them after you'd roll it because
that's so weird.
I know. But if it got too wet, you could throw it in the microwave for 10 seconds and it would dry it out and seal it up. So when you lick it to seal it, it can be a little moist, and that's just a gross feeling. So we throw it in the microwave. I learned that from.
I would always just use a lighter.
You can use a lighter
underneath it.
Yeah,
like
we'd be microwaving blunts all day.
What?
Microwave blunt. He's like, go throw it in the microwave. 10 seconds.
That's crazy.
Hit the popcorn button.
So what have you been doing today? Microwaving blunts.
Microwaving blunts, baby. That's what we do. He only smoked blunts. No.
Who is he?
This kid from college.
Oh.
I didn't know they had pineapple flavored cigars either.
Oh, they got grape, all flavor. Peach.
Two grape White Owls.
Tropical fusion. What else they got? They got everything.
Yuck.
Two grape White Owls.
Sour apple White Owls. And you're like, please tell me you're not going to just smoke that.
Tropical Punch.
Yeah.
No, when you're buying that, they know what you're going home to do. You're leaving here and going straight home to get high.
Sit in the driver's seat and like lean out.
Split it up. Take the guts out.
In the parking lot. And you're like, okay.
Oh, I love it.
Go home. You're in a Buick LeSabre that you probably borrowed from your grandmother.
I love that Ricky sheet.
And you're what?
And you're just, looking like a total douchebag because you're in front of a Circle K at 1 p.m. on a Wednesday. It's like, get your shit together. You're splitting up a blunt you paid 65 cents for and a huge sweet tea.
Because it makes you thirsty.
Or like an Arizona tea. All the time. That's what it was, though. That's what you did.
Was there ever a time when you smoked that you would look around and just think, like, damn, what am I doing?
No, not in college, because it was fun. I talked a lot of shit, but it was real fun.
So there's something else new that's a weird flavor that I don't know whether I would rather try. One of the tropical flavored cigars or this, because it sounds disgusting. Jelly beans that are taco flavored.
Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah, they're called late night taco truck jelly beans.
Ugh.
And they come in beef taco, guacamole, salsa, margarita, and churro. Churro would probably not be so bad.
Churro's not bad.
Margarita would probably not be so bad. It tastes like lime.
But a beef taco?
Yeah.
That's kind of like, just say it's from a taco truck. People will love
it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly.
Throw the words taco truck in there.
Yeah. Salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Oy, oy, oy.
I would eat a jelly bean that was flavored like cilantro.
Yeah.
I'd try a queso one if they wanted to make an attempt.
A queso flavored jelly bean?
I'd give it a try.
Hmm.
I don't think it'd be good, but
I'm eating cheese jelly beans. What did you have this week?
Nothing.
What is that over there?
Cheese jelly beans.
I'm trying to get you to lose weight.
Sorry. I had to have them.
There's no fat in them.
Yeah. It says low-cal.
It's non-dairy.
It's gluten-free.
It's not on the plan. Is that part of 75 hard, the cheese jelly? Yeah. You can have those. Ew, that doesn't sound good either. Cheese jelly beans? No.
Well, they're already selling the late night taco truck flavored jelly beans at Target. I think you can get a bag for $3.
That's diarrhea.
It's a $3 bag of diarrhea. There. Yep.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.